Welcome to today's Vrenchgott Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider.
Mr. Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
December 7th is the day that spawned a call to arms around the country for the greatest generation.
Present arms. And now, in the name of Post 89 of the American Legion and Post 5242 of the Veterans of Foreign War, we dedicate this roll of honor, which records so all may see the names of these brave men and women who have served in the fighting forces of our great nations. May their noble deeds live forever.
And on the 75th anniversary of those Pearl Harbor attacks, American Legion Post 89 and VFW Post 5242 led a program to formally install two memorials remembering the veterans that served in World War II from the Pella area. One of those veterans was Walter Rorta, who was in attendance, and he joins us on today's program to give his thoughts about the anniversary of Pearl Harbor and his service during the Second Great War. Do you remember where you were 75 years ago on Pearl Harbor, the day it happened?
I was inducted into the Army on the Armistice Day that year, and then I was home on leave. I was at Fort Des Moines, and I was home on leave that afternoon, and we heard it on the radio then. Of course, when we went back to camp the next week, we were shipped out to training down in Louisiana.
What was the response like in the country? Because the only attack that people my age remember would be 9/11, would be the comparable attack, yeah. But that was an attack on a military installation at that time. What was the response like in 1941?
Well, I think most people didn't know where it was at. And of course, yeah, when we were attacked, that was something. I guess people weren't that terrible surprised that it happened, but the way it happened, just attacking a place that really wasn't prepared to defend themselves, not really, or something like that.
And one of the unifying factors still in our country, though, is support of our military and support of our troops more specifically. What would you say to someone who is a current service member or a veteran who just maybe ended their tour of duty? What would you say to them, someone who's still in the military, younger or, I mean, all the way up to those who are nearing retirement?
I think there's still a good feeling in the service themselves. My boy was in for 30-some years in the Guard, and they always seem to work together, and they probably have a different line of, or different way of looking at things than civilians do. It's kind of hard to say.
Is there anything that you want to share with people who are my age or even older that you want to hope that people continue to remember about what happened 75 years ago?
Yeah, I think it was really something. Of course, today it's so different, you know. Then when you went through the country and you liberated or captured it, it was over with. Now it's not over with at all. You know, the enemy looks the same as the other people. To me, it'd be an awful way to have to try and straighten things out.
And I was going to ask you, where did you serve again?
In Europe. I trained in England for 9 months. And D plus 18, we went to France. And we were in combat almost continuously until the war was over. We were involved in the Bulge, and then we went back. We were in the edge of Germany that fall, and then we had to go out the Bulge, and we came back again to Germany, and then we started the offensive in the spring, and it went pretty fast after that.
Is there anything else you'd like to talk about today, just knowing the day that it is and what the significance is on our history?
Yeah, surprised that I'm still getting around. Yeah, it was 4 years that out of my life that it was interesting in a way. I'm glad I had the experience, but I was one of the fortunate ones that came back whole and didn't have any problems that way.
Once again, that was World War II veteran Walter Rorda. That concludes today's French Got Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.